Yemishnayis Mesechta Uksin, Perak Aleph Mishnah Aleph, Kol Shehu Yod, Veloy Shomer, anything that's like a handle to the pre, but which is not really a shomer, does not really watch it, does not protect the fruit, so Mitame U Mitame, Veloy Mitzor. Like Yad, that's like a handle, let's say that's the stem or the stalk that you can hold on, or the little the piece that grows out of the apple, that you can hold on to the apple. So such a thing, it's metame, means that if a sheretz touches the apple, the stem also becomes tummy. And the opposite way, if a sheretz touches the stem, the apple also becomes tummy. But any mitzaref means, let's say the apple, the fruit itself, the pre itself, is less than a kazayis or less than a kibetza. It's not enough, they're not of enough size to be mekabel tumah. So then the yod, the stem, does not include in the measurement to make up the shear of the kibetza. What's going to be a shomer? That, let's say, what watches the pre, let's say the peel around an orange, that watches the orange itself. So then, afal pi shein the yod, even though you do not use it for a handle to hold on to the pre, still mitameh or mitamoh or mitzarf. It becomes tameh through the pre. It itself is mitameh, it's mitameh the pre, and it's included in the shear to make up the kibetza to the mekabel tumah. What's going to be if something is loy shomer v'loy yod, something that's not, does not protect the fruit, and is not used as a yadi, it's not used as a handle to hold on to the pre, then the lochrit is not called part of the pre at all. So loy mitame, for loy mitama. If the pre becomes tame, this does not become tame because of the pre. And if this becomes tame, it is not mitama the pre. And for sure, it's not mitzaref to a shear to make up the shear of a kibetza. In other words, something that just not stuck onto the pre, it's just stuck there. It's not really there as a yad or a shomer, so then it's not included, it's not at all part of the pre. Mishnah Beis. Shorshei Hashum, the roots of garlic, the absolum of onions, the akaflutais, also type of onions, some say type of leek, some type of scallions. So bizman shein lachim, when they are wet, when they are moist, so they have the same aloches, they're also metama, it's also mesamat mitzaref, is called part of the pre. In other words, these things, the shroshim, they have a loch like a shayim el pre. These things like watch, make the pre grow better. So they're like the Mishnah said before, they're even mitzaref, they're mamash like part of the pre. Viha pitmo, the pitum, that's like the stem, the top part of it, that has the flower on it like shalehem. So like you have by an esri, the pitum, that's bein lach or bein yevesha. Whether it's moist, whether it's dried out, it's also considered part of the pre, and it's metam, it's even mitzaref. Via amud, shum mechuben keneged oichel. Amud, that's like when the pre itself becomes a little bit old, so then in the middle of it, it's like becomes a little bit hard there. And in the middle of it, it becomes like an amud there, and in the middle of it there, it's hidden the seeds. So this is also called a part of the pre. Via amud, shum mechuben keneged oichel. Now, shorshei hachazorim, the roots of lettuce, the atznoin, the roots of the radishes, the anophis, another type of a wild radish. These are all also mitzaref, called part of the pre. Dibur Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shairish atznoin godol mitzaref. Only the large root of a radish is mitzaref, is called like part of the pre for the shurma for metama. But the asiv shaloi, the small roots that branch off, any mitzaref, that's not called part of the pre itself. Shorshei hamisna, the roots, some say this means of mint, the hapegum of the row, another type of the growth, the yakas, sort of the vegetables of the field, the yakas, dina, the vegetables of a garden, sha'akoran the shoslan, if you uprooted them to replant them someplace else. So now these roots are all called part of the pre, it's mistarf with the pre. The hashidra shoshiberlis, and like the central stalk of the ear of a corn, that's called the middle of it. The halavushalo and the husk of it, that's all called part of the pre itself. And it's mitzaref. Rabbi Lezer says, af ha-sig shel ritzofis, even the sig of ritzofis, that's the soft part of this type of the growth, it's also called part of it. Or some say it means the ofer ha-dak shel shoshe yeret, is even the soft dirt that's around the roots of these type of vegetables, is also mitzarif to a shear to make up the shear to makabel tumah. Harielu, all these things mitamim. If the pri becomes tumah, they become tumah with the pri. Or mitamim, if they become tumah, they're mitamah the pri. Or mitzarfim, they become part of the shear to make a beitza here in order to be makabel tumah.
Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Elu mitamim, these things become tumah. Your mitam, they can mitamah something else. But if learn mitzarfim, they don't have a shear. These things then are equal to become a shear to a mashlum, the shear of the kibetza. And the pshat is these things are like a yad, a handle, not a shomer. We have in the first Mishnah. Therefore, since it's a yad, if the pri becomes tum, this becomes tum with it. Or this becomes tum, it's matama the pri, but it's not mitzav to make it into a shear. What are these things? These are shor she hashum, that's the roots of garlic, the apsolim, or of onions. Via kaflutas, type of scallions. There's man chain ration. These things are dry. They're not wet. These things are called like a yad, not a shomer. The omud, shein l'machuvin k'neg reichel. The omud, that's like something that grows up around it. But not k'neg of the reichel itself. Also, it's called like a yad, not like a shomer. The yad ha-parchil, and that's the hands, which that's like the twigs where the grapes are on. So if you have tefach mikan, tefach mikan, like this twig is a tefach on each side, either end, or else yad or eshka is the stem of a cluster of grapes, kosher no matter how, big it is, was nav shel eshko, or else that's the thin branches of the clusters, which was sheriknon, you stripped it from its grapes. Or else the yad hamechabed shel tomorrow, or else the stem of from a palm tree, the palm tree that has dates on it, it has to be long for tvachim. The corner shall shibolos the stalk of an ear of corn, shlosh tvachim, long three tvachim. These are considered yad, a handle, are not called the shomer. The yad kolanik term and the handle of anything that was cut off, shlosha three tvachim. The shein dak and the cuts are things that are not a devil to be cut down. Yedeyev v'shoshen koshen. Then its handles and its stalks, its roots, no matter how small it is, it has this aloch, it's makabel tumah metama. Or maloyin shel shibolos. That's the husk around the stalks. Hereilu metama, metama v'lo mitzarf. And all these things are considered like a yad, that if they become tumah, it's metama the pri. If the pri becomes tumah, it's metama this, the husk. But it's not called a shomer to mitzarif to the shear for the mekabel to be avlocha beveitza. Yeah, Mishnah Dalad. Elu these things loy metam, they do not become tummy. If the pri becomes tummy, the loy metam, if they become tummy, they're not metam of the pri. Loy mitzarif does not come together to be part of the shear of an egg to mekabel tuma. And these things are shiroshe kol se hakruv, that's the stalk of the cabbage heads, the chilfois. The chilfois is also, that's the young shoots of beets, or the chilfois trodin, that's the shoots of beets, the halefes, that's the turnip, and shadak and ligosa is things that usually you cut down, the neck when you uproot it completely. Rabbi Yossi, Metam, Vekum, Yossi, Yos, no, they all become tummy. Or Metai, but he says it's Toroni, Veshor, say, Kol, say, Akruvi, Lefes. He only says it remains clean the stalks of the cabbage head and the turnips. Yeah, Mishnah Hey, Kol Yodos, all the handles like Oichlam of food, Shebosasan Bagurin, that they threshed in the barn, so terms will become Torah, it's not really Kabbatumma. We have Yasin Matam Yosyod, no, still it's Kabbatumma, it's fit to be used. Sigur Shaleskol, it's a branch from a vine, from a bench, from our grapes, shirikna, that you emptied off, you took off the grapes, is term of tam makabutum in store. Shayim bagagarech, lift over one grape on it, then tomato makabutumma. Shabit shall tomorrow over a branch of a palm tree, shirikna, you emptied it off from all its dates, is term of remains store of tam makabutumma. Shayim bagagarech, lift over one date on it, then tomato. Vechain bekitnit, same thing happens with beans. Sharbet, you have this branch. Shirikni, you emptied it off from all the kidneys. This Torah. Shaya bar Gag Lechadef number one, bean other than Tomei. Rav Lozav and Azaya mitayim b'shav pull. He holds this type of a bean, the bigger bean, the pull, he holds its Torah. Omentama b'shav kitnis, but from the smaller bean, it's makam b'tumah. V'nei shiroitse b'shimushem, because you're still happy with the use of it, the handling it around, so that's luck like a kaman, like a yad, and therefore it would be makam b'tumah. The Mishnah Vav. Uktsei teino, that's like the stalk, the piece that attaches the fig to the tree. That's called uktsei teinim, ugregris, or else the dried out figs. Rels via klusim, that's the stems again of this klusim, that's a type of a fruit, a sweet fruit, and some says type of a fig. Rels via charufim, that's the boxer. Hareil umetamim, these things are these things that look like a shomer. And therefore, the makabutum, the matam of the cream, will mitzarif and the rosa mitzarif to make up the shear of a kibetza. But these things are considered like the shame of the free. We have Yosem. Yosem says, Af oikit the last, the same thing of a pumpkin. The oikit, the stalk that attaches it, is also. And uktsei hu agastim, the same thing. These type of fruits, sometimes it's a pear, vihakrus the mulim, another type of a fruit, of vihaprishin, also another type of a fruit. Some say type of an apple, some say, voyus zrodin, another type of a fruit. These things also, that ilkis of it has a loch like a shamer. Ilkis the last tefach, the handle for a pumpkin is a tefach, up until tefach, it's called like a shamer, the pre. Ilkis kunros tefach, the ilkis for this type of a pre, called kunris, some say type of a yerek yedua, so a type of a vegetable it was. Rav Lezer, Rav Tzadok, Rav Meir Tifchayim, could even be two tefachs long. It's also called the shomer for the pri. Harelu, all these things are metamim, they're makabel tumah. If the pri becomes tumah, these become tumah. Also metamim, they can be metamah the pri. But we learn starfin, these things are not metstarfin. Because these things are local like a yad, like a handle, and not like a shomer. Vishak looks and all of the type of stems, loy metamoy, they do nothing. They're not metstarfin at all. It doesn't come tumah with the pri. And if they become tamer, they're not metamer the pre. Here, Perek Beis, Mishnah, Zaysim Shekhemshon Betafayim. If you have olives that you like, make chaymet, you pickle them, or else you put them in chaymet and vinegar and wine. Betafayim is with the leaves of the olives, you put them together and you soak them together. Slochus Tahirim, the leaves do not become a chilik of the pre. And it's tor, meaning if the pre becomes tome, it's not metama the leaf. And if the leaf becomes tome, it's not metama the pre. And it's not metama the tumrida. Why? Because she didn't soak them together. You didn't like pickle them together. Ela lamara, only because she wanted the olives to look nice. But not because she needed to eat with to hold it to be a shiner. Kishus shall kishus. Kishus, that's like a cucumber. Kishus, that's the fine fiber that you have around the cucumber. That's like the blossom on the top of it, the proch, the flower on top of it, is Torah. This is not called, again, it's not a yad, it's not a shomer, so again, it does not become tummy with the pre. Reb Yudah says no. Kol zaman shilif neha tagor tmeya. Kol zaman the pre is still by the seller, but he didn't sell them yet, so then he's happy with these things on them, it's called part of the pre, then it would be mekabel tumah with the pre. Here, Mishnah Beis, Kol ha-galinim metamois u-metamois v'loy mitztarfois. Ha-galinim means the pits inside the fruit, the garinim, the pits inside the fruit. So metamois means if the pre becomes tama, they become with it, or if they become tama, they metama the pre. Because it's called like yad, v'loy mitztarfois. If you don't have a shear of a kibetzum, these are not mitztarf, because they're not called the shayim of the pre. Vashenken galinu sharotiv, the pits of a roitev, that means a juicy, a wet, tomorrow date. So, afalpi yoitzo, even though if the pit came out of the date, still mitztarefes. Here this pit of a wet, fresh date is considered like a shomer to the pre, and therefore it's even mitztaref to the shear of a kibetza. Shel yevesha, let's say it's a dried out a date, then any mitztarefes, then the pit of the date is not mitztaref to the pre, to make the shear, but then it's not called the shayim of the pri anymore. The fig of therefore, choysol shal yevesha. Choysol, that's like the thin peel like around the fig itself, inside the fig. inside the date. So this choysel sheveish, if it's a dried out a date, there's a choysel, that's from storov. Because by dried out one, we said there the pit is not called the shomer. So rather this choysel, that's called the shomer. That's this fine membrane that goes like around the pit of the date. In other words, there's the date, inside is this fine krum, this membrane that goes around it, and inside it is the pit. So if the tomorrow is dried, then we say the pit is not the shomer. Therefore, this membrane that goes around it, that's the shomer. Therefore, this chaisel shayivesh isn't starved like the shomer. But for sharoitiv, if it's a fresh a date, then we say the pit is the shomer. Therefore, ain't it starved. Therefore, this chaisel, there's a membrane around the pit, that's not the shomer. Galinoi shemekzasa yoitzam, let's say you have a pit that half of it came out of the pre. So, shekneged oichem starved, the part that's inside the pre, that's mitzarev. In other words, by a fresh date, we're saying now the pit is called the shomer. So if half of it is outside, half of it is inside, so the part that's inside, that is mitzarev. Etzem sheyesh lebos, let's say the bone that has the meat on it. So shekneged oichem starved, the part of the bone that has the meat on it, that part of the bone isn't starved with the meat to make up a shear. Hoy olav mitzadech, let's say you have meat on one side of the bone. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel says, we look as if that meat is surrounding around the whole bone. So around that part, it isn't starved. But the Chum say no. Only the part of the bone that's mamish by the meat, that part isn't starved. But not the whole circumference around it. Now these are three types of Azov hysaps. That it's the same thing. It's like a reed, that most of it has nothing to it, no food at all. But just one side has there. So that side that has the food, only the opposite, right next to it, that part of this fiber, that part of this hysap is mitzarev to a shear. But the rest of the circumference that doesn't have any food around it is not mitzarev to the shear to make up a kaveitza. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Harimoin, a pomegranate, v'yavtiach, a melon, shenimak mitzosai, that part of the pre became rotten inside it. Slochas ene mitzarev, so the part that became rotten is not mitzarev with the rest of the pre, mitzarev to a shear of a kebetza. Since it's rotten, it's not for lachilo, it doesn't have block, not a yad, not a shem, it's not mitzarev. Shole mikan mikan, let's say the pre is complete on one side or the other side. Venimak mitzosai, the middle part of it became rotten, is again ene mitzarev. The middle part of Tamat Starf. And in such a case, it means even the stud, even the two sides of it is also Tamat Starf to make up a shear. There's like a hefsek in between. On the right side it's good, on the left side it's good, but in between it's rotten, that like breaks the pre and hef. Therefore, the two hefs are not in Starf to make up a shear of a kebetza. Ha pitma shall remain, that's the pitma, the part of the top that sticks out from the pomegranate. Mitzaref, that's called part of the pre that is mitzaref to a shear. The hanecheloi, but the blossom, the prach, the flower that goes around, that's above the pitmo, that's not mitzaref. Is banecheloi is any mitzaref. Reb Lezer Omer, af hamasrek tor. Even the masrek is also tor. Now the masrek, that's even the part, the membrane that goes around the nates, around this outer blossoming. They hold the Torah legamri. It's not even called the yad. It doesn't bring in tumah. Doesn't take out tumah. Whereas the Tanakama holds yes, it does take out tumah. Does put in tumah. Just it's not mitzarev, but it is called like a yad. The Lez holds no. Afa masrek. Not only is the neis tor, but even this thing outside it also it's called tor. Mishnah Dalet. Kol haklipim etamis. All klipis, all shells, peels of fruits. Is metamois, means if the oichel becomes tamei, so the klipa, the peel around it also becomes tamei. Or metamois, and if the peel becomes tamei, it brings tumah into the pre. Or mitzarev, which is also called the chelik of the pre, the peel of the pre is like the pre, it's mitzarev to shiur kebetza. Rabbi Yehuda says, sholosh klipa babotzel. You know, the botzel, the onion, has three type of peels around it. Hapnimius, that's the inside of the onion itself. Bein Shlema Bein Kedurim Tzarefes. Whether it's whole, whether it's complete, whether there's a hole inside it, Kedurim means like a neck of a hole inside it, still it's Mistarefes. That's called the pre itself, it's without the Shir Kebetza. What's going to be when Tzoyis, the middle peel, the little arrow of that of the onion, then Shlema, if it's complete, the onion Tzarefes is part of the Shlema, it's part of the pre, it's Mistaref. Or Kedurim, it has a hole in it, though, that part, Enim Tzaref is not part of the pre. Vachitzoynet, the outer thin peel around the onion, benkach or benkach terer, whether it's complete, whether it has a hole, it's not called part of the, it's not a shayma to the pre, it's not mstarif with the pre. Mishnehei, hamechatech lebashel. If somebody cuts up food, amenas to cook it. Are you cutting up onions now? Are you cutting up meat? Amenas lebashel, you have a mind to cook it. Safa pish lemerak, even though you did not finish cutting it up yet, that the pieces are still attached, you didn't completely cut them up into different pieces. That's apple pish lemerik. Ain't a chibur, it's not called a chibur anymore. Since you have intentions now to cut it up, slice it up into pieces, it's not called one piece, each piece is separate by itself. Let's say intentions was not to cook it, but you cancel when you're cutting it up. I'm not lichvash to pickle them or to soak them in wine or vinegar. The lishloik, or else lishloik. I mean, some say it's cooking more than regular bishul. It's a bigger amount of cooking. Olaniach al shulchan, and then or else you're cutting up the food. I'm going to have to put it on the table to eat from, and everybody will take a piece of it. Then in these cases, chibur, all the food is called like one, because really you would want it to still be attached. It's easier to keep it in place, therefore it's called a chibur. Here's chalafarik. Let's say afterwards they start to pull it apart, to pull them apart completely. There's this part of food that you start to pull apart, since you're showing your dasa to pull it apart, it's not called a chibur, it's not called attached, we're not making a shear of a kebetza. If you have nuts that you pile, put them together, or else have solim, shechamarm, also onions, that you gather them and tie them together, so look where the real chibur is called a chibur, and it's mitzhar from kabutuma. His chalapar, because you start to separate by the nuts, or the fat of a tzolmuad, and you start to peel, separate onions, ain't a chibur, then it's not called a chibur anymore. Ha'goizel v'yashkedim, the nuts and the yamim, chibur, that's called a chibur, it's called to put together, achi rasim, until you start to crush them. And some say it's talking about the shells of the nuts, and the shells of the shkedim, even though you crack them a little bit, but calls them on them a chibur to the oichel, it's called the chibur to the pre, it's called part of the pre. Unless you break it off completely, then it's not called part of the pre anymore. Yeah, Mishnah Vav. Beitza Megugelis, if you have this egg that was cooked a little bit, so they roasted a little bit, it's like soft boiled, then the locher is ad she yogus. Like the peel, the shell of the egg is considered a chibur, it's considered part of the egg to mitzarev. As long as you do not make a hole, do not crack it a little bit. If you crack the shell a little bit that you could like suck out the egg, then it's not called the chibur anymore. Because then it's not called the shomer. Ushluka, let's say you have an egg that was boiled completely, a hard boiled egg, then achirasim, then the peel, the shell, is still called the shomer until it's crushed completely. As long as it's not crushed completely, it's still called the shomer, and therefore would be in starif the kabbalim to master a shear or the kabbaltumah. Now etzem shiesh b'mer, let's say you have a bone that has some marrow inside it. So locher is chibur achirasim. It's called the chibur, the bone with the moich, with the marrow inside, is all called like one, because the bone is called like a shomer to the marrow inside, even though the bone is broken. Achirasim, until it's broken completely, it's broken a lot, then it's not called the chibur anymore. Harimoin sheprod, you have a pomegranate shepardum in shechotch, you cut off, you cut the pomegranate, but the garinim inside, it's still mechubra to the klipa. The pieces inside are still attached to the klipa. So that's called the riman shaprod. You took a pomegranate, you cut open. Chibur, still the pieces, is still called the chibur to the klipa, to the outside shell. It's still mitzarif to mashar the shir. Achiyakish olavakona. Until you hit it with the reed, means until you take off the garinim from the klipa, you pull off like a pomegranate, you pull out the pits. You pull out the pieces inside, then the peel is not called the chibur anymore. Okay, a similar thing like this is Shalal HaKoshim. Shalal HaKoshim, that's going to wash them. when he washes the clothing, he likes to stitch them together. They shouldn't get lost. So even though eventually you're going to tear them apart, but kol zman they're attached, it's called a chibur. Same thing for habegid shu tofes the klayim. You have a begid, a woolen begid that was sewn something on it with klayim. So even though it's aimed to tear it apart because it's klayim, still chibur. Kol zman it's attached, it's called a chibur. One becomes tamei, the other becomes tamei. Achiyas chlap until you start really tantai to tear them apart. Mishnah Zayin, ala yirukas, the leaves of vegetables. So yirukim, if the leaves are still green, then it's roy to eat them. Therefore, it's part of the vegetable itself, and it's mitzvah for this year. Or levonim, when the leaves turn white already, they're old already, then they're mitzvah, then they're not edible, then it's not called part of the vegetable. Reb Lezim and Sotek Gomer, halavonim mitzvah from the kruv, the white leaves are still mitzvah to a cabbage, of neishenoch, because you can still eat them. Or the chazorim, however, so the chazeres, that's what they're Roman lettuce, or the chazeres though, the chazorim, it also the white leaves are mitzaref, because they still watch the yoichel, so called the shayim elapri, therefore it's mitzaref for kabel tumah, to make a shir. Mishneches, alei bitzolim, the leaves of onion, or v'nei bitzolim, means the inside leaves, or the inside leaves of the onion, and yesh bem rir, if there's some sap inside them, mishtorim v'kamoy shehen, where mishayir the way it is. Because we want to make sure there's a shear of a beitz in this onion, where mishayir with the sap inside is included with the shear to make up a kebeitza. Im yesh bem chalol, let's say it's hollow inside, there's no sap inside but it's hollow, then mamayich es chalolan. You have to like squash its hollowness to mishayir the shear. You don't include the hollowness of the onion. Let's say now pas svugonis means you have spongy type of bread. Mishteras b'kamoy shi, you look at the way it is right now, even though it's a little holy inside, we still say that the shi of a kebetza from a kabel tuma. But in yesh b'chol, let's say there's a hole there, there's like a hollow, it's like a bagel, you have a hole there, or even in the bread where there's a big solid hole there, then nemayach eschol, you have to press together, it's holy, now it's sarah, now it's sarah the way it is. Visara egol shenispach. Let's say you have the meat of a calf that was swelled up when you cooked it. Or bosa the canish and smithers the meat of an old animal that shrunk when you cooked it up. Mishtar Mikamashane, look at the meat the way it is right now, and you mishar the size of the kibetza, the way the meat comes in front of you right now, even though one shrunk and one blew up, you mishar the way it is right now. Mishnah Tes. Kishus shenetor biyotitz. You have a cucumber that was planted in a flower pot, biyotitz, vigdila, and it grew. The yotza chutz liyotza, it came now outside the flower pot. Because now you take it out and you plant it in the ground. So locker is tohera. This cucumber remains tor. Because the part of it that started to grow outside, no, not that you planted it outside, just started to grow outside the leaves, started to come big and grow outside, that's yearning from the karka tachtav. That's said like a chibur to the karka, that's the locha. Any food that's mechub the karka is not mekabel tumah. Even though the flower pot itself is not called mechub lekarkam, since it grows outside, that is called mechub lekarkam, that would make it a Torah. Rabbi Shimon says, "Mativ l'tar." What's the purpose of making a Torah? El rather hatameh b'tomosev a Torah yeyochel. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon says that what's inside the flower pot could be mekabel tumah and remains torn. Just the part that grows outside the flower pot, that part that they separate, that's Torah, and that's a Torah yeyochel. But the loch is not like Rabbi Shimon. Mishnah Yud, kli gelolim, that means a kli made out of the tzoy of a bokor, the junk that comes out of an animal, or klei adoma, or kli that's made out of adoma, made out of clay. Shashroshi mecholim lotos ben. Let's say you have something growing inside this flower pot, even though there's no holes in it. But if something would be growing, then the roots would go through and make a hole through the kli. So the locker is right now, if any liquid comes on it, it's not hukshi yet lekabotoma, because these things have a locker if it's mechub lekarka. And calls them that mechub lekarka, even if rainwater falls on it, it's not hukshi lekabotoma. Now, what's going to be otzitz noka, if you have a flower pot that has a hole in it, the same thing, it's considered like it's mechub lekarka, what's growing inside it. And even if water falls on it, it does not become mukshla kabutumba. But if you have a flower pot that does not have a hole in it, then machshuras asroyim yes. If water comes on it, it's machshur the kabotoma. Kami shur shneikav. How big is the hole have to be in the flower pot to make it that it's not that it's slid mechubur? Kedei sheyetsa by sharas katan. That a small root could go out from it. That's how small the hole could be. That makes it now mechubur lekarka. Would not be mechubur for kabotoma. Mileyu offer atzvos. Let's say you filled up this flower pot with dirt until the top. Hareyu ketavlo shein lo lizbeis. Again, you had this flower pot that has no hole in it, and mileyu offer you filled it up with dirt atzvos until the top of it. So hareyu ketavlo sitted like a stam flat piece of wood shein lo lizbeis. It has no rim around it. In other words, not hukshar kabotum. It's like bottle the shein kli of it, and therefore what grows inside also will not be hukshar. The Kabotum. Alright, turn over. Continue on the other side. Yeah, Paragimel. Yesh tzrichin hechsher veinim tzrichin machshava. Certain type of foods, it needs a hechsher. The water has to come on top of it to make it fit in the Kabotum. But you don't have to have machshava. You don't have to think that you want to eat it. It's called the food by itself. Certain things, machshava hechsher. You know you need two things. It's not a food by itself. It's only if you have machshava, you have thoughts to eat it. Then it becomes into a food, and behechshi, you have to have water come upon it to be machshav the kabotumah. Machshav of lehechshi, there are certain things that you need machshava to make it into an oichel, but once it becomes an oichel, it does not need a hechshi the kabotumah. Certain things, lehechshi the machshav, does not need not a hechshi, you do not need water to come upon it, and lehechshi machshav, do not have to think that you want to make it into food. And now it's like this. Kol oichlem ham yuchod lod, many food that's miyuchod for a person to eat, like our food that we eat, Tzrich and Heksha, true, you have to have water to come upon it to be Machshav the Kabotumba. But Vienim Tzrich and Machshava, you do not need Machshava, it would be Hukshav, it's called the food without your Machshava to eat it. Ha'choytzich min Adam min Abhema min Achaya. If somebody cuts off some flesh from a person or an animal, or min Achaya min Oifes, from birds, or from wild animals, min Avela Saif Tami, cut off a piece of flesh from a dead animal, that was a tummy, the veil of tummy, or else we have chelev back forum, or else fats that you find of an animal Torah that's in the forum in the small hick towns, that there people do not eat chelev, so these things are not really called food yet, or else we share koyarka sada, all other vegetables of the field that grow in the field by themselves and start miyukas of people to eat them, chutz mish markoyim upetrius. Chutz from these things, the type of a strong onion. Well, some say it means type of wild mushrooms. So all these things, Rabbi Yudam Yudis says also, chutz mikreshe soda, excluding the kreshe soda, that's like karsi leaf that grows in the fields. Vihargila, another type of a grass, that's food. Vene tacholav, some say that's like the prochem of onim, white flowers like milk. So we have a Shimon HaEmer also chutz min ha-kovius. That's a type of a min dardar shemaklifas gitzosam shemavelus behemet tmeya. It's a type of a thorn. Rabbi Yosef Yossi says chutz min ha-klusin, excluding the klusin. Klusin, terms of klusin, that's all something that grows. Type of an onion. So lochers and all these things that are not excluded is array able of all these type of foods. Tzrichin machshava v'hechsher. You first have to think that you want to eat it. Otherwise, it's not oyim to eat these things. It's not called an oichel. And secondly, after you think to eat it, then you have to have a hechsher. You have to be machshav with the kabotuma. Water has to fall upon it. Here, Mishnah Gimel. Nivlas behema tmeya b'chol mokum. A behema tmeya that dies. So it's nevelo, any place, whether it's big forum, whether it's in the small cities or the big cities, so also it needs a machshava to have to want to eat it. Nevela sa'if hator, when a bird that's tor dies, nevela, back forum, then in the small towns, because there they're not regil, they usually don't eat it. So it's richa machshava, before it's makabutum, you have to have machshava, you have to have thought that you plan to eat it. But v'yenim tzrichin hechshar, these things do not need its own hechshar. Why? Because they have their own tumma. Therefore, since they have their own tumor, automatically they're tamei as soon as you have machshava to eat it. Nivlas behema tolotei behema ter, when it dies, it's nevela, b'chol mokum, any place. Also, you have to have kavana to make it into an eichel, because minastam people do not eat it. Benivlas ha'if hator. Let's say a bird that was torn, when it dies, then the veil of it. Or else the ha'chelev bashvokim. Fats bashvokim. Shvokim means the big cities that have the marketplaces. There, a lot of people come there, so there people eat it. They'll eat this oif, tor, and the chelev, the fat, also they'll eat there. So therefore, einam tzricha machshavah, and these plays in the shvokim, you don't have to have machshavah to make it to eat, because you eat it anyway. And lo heksha, you don't have to have heksha, because it has its own tumor. Rabbi Shimon says, af ha-gomel, the same thing applies to a camel, for yehar neves, or to a hare, the ashofen, or the pony, the chazir, and the pig. Okay, so Shimon knows these animals also, people eat them, and therefore even without machshava they would be hukshar, they have a shem leichel. So Shimon knows even these also do not need machshava. However, the loch is not like a Shimon. Mishnah Dalet, hasheves, that's a type of a spice, some say it's dill, so mishanos and time of gdeira, as soon as you put it into a food and it gives taste into the gdeira, is aimed by mishum truma. Now you take this dill out, it has no issa truma on it. And the bazaar eats it now, is not chayiv, because the ikar of this is for its time, the taste that comes out. And once the taste comes out, it's considered like eitz, like wood bilvad, and therefore it has no din, maisers on it. So here's talking about a shevis of maisa that you made into truma, so once it gives time into the gdeira, the shevis itself is mutatit, aimed by mishum truma. But, and hu adin v'yeinim atam atum asaychlin, it's still like a piece of wood, so it's not makabu tumas eichel either. Lulve zerodin, it means the branches of a tree of this zerodin, some type of a green tree, this is. So it leaves the branches of it, that's called lulve zerodin, or else we shall adol, that's this type of a tree, or this type of a minyara, type of a vegetable that looks like a radish. Viale haluf, or else the leaves of a luf, a wild luf, so a type of a wild onion. It's sharp. Hashaita means a wild one. Is ain't a matamatum seichel. These things people do not eat. It's not called an eichel, and therefore it has a tumas eichlin. Achim toiko, until you make it sweet. But the way it is now, people do not eat it. Rabbi Shimon says, Av shal pakuas kiyotzebem. Same thing applies to pakuas also, means the leaves of pakuas has the same halacha. It's not makabatum until first you make it sweet. The pakuas, these are the peris of the gefen hasoda. Some say it's like small melons that are bitter, they're the same halacha. The cold man is bitter, people do not eat it, it's not called an oichol, only after you cook it up, a pickle it, a soak it, to make it sweet, to make it edible. The Mishnah Hay, ha koisht, type of a boistim, part of the simonic teres, type of a spice. The ha chemist, there's all different spices. For roshe, bisomim, the heads of the bisomim, of the type of spices, which is ha tia, the ha chiltis, the ha papolim, sharp pepper, the chalas chariah, also all type of different spices. So locher is nilkoch in the case of maaser. If you have money of maaser sheni, you appoint the maaser sheni onto money. The din is supposed to take the money to Yerushalayim and buy food there. You're allowed to buy these things. These are called food for maaser sheni. But still, v'yeinim b'tamat tumas eichlin, they're not called real food to have its own tumas eichlin, dibur Rabbi Akiva. And the svar is because it's not edible by itself, it's only meant to spice other things. Therefore, for maaser sheni, it's called food, because it spices other foods. But for tumah, it has to be for itself by itself. That's Rabbi Akiva's svara. However, Amar Loi Rabbi Yechon ben Rabbi Yechon says back, no. In Nukoch and the Kess of maaser, these things could be bought for a Kess of maaser. Mipnei ma'enim etam tumas eichlin. How come you hold it's not tumas eichlin? It should be called an eichel for tumas eichlin also. V'yenenim etam tumas eichlin. It doesn't have tumas eichlin on it. If it's not called an eichel for that, if so, should not be able to buy it for Meiser either. In both things, it's called an Eichel, either yes or not. The Loch with Akapaskin, it's neither. It's not called an Eichel by itself, not for Meiser Sheni, and not Lekabotum. Mishnah Vov. Hapagin, these are figs that were not ripe completely. That's called Hapagin, unripe figs. For Haboiser, it's unripe grapes. Rabbi Akiva metamet tumas eichlin. Akiva says these things still is called an eichel, and there could be mekabel tumas eichlin. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri yomer mishiavoy li'oynas ha'maisris. No, it has to be big enough to come to shiat mechuyav ha'maisris. Then it's called an eichel to metamet tumas eichlin. And some say that's mishihishkol lispash, even earlier, as soon as it starts to become ripe. But the loch is not like the Benuri. Pritze, Zaysim, Vianovim, these are means hard ones or bad ones, bad olives or bad grapes. So they shame metame, shame says no, it's called Lechus Makabotoma. Oh, they still the metame, so no, it's not called Lechus Tohor. Ha, ketzach, that type of a spice that you put inside lechem, that's kamoin. So they shame metame, shame says this is Tohor, it's not called Lechus by itself. It's only meant to put the taste into other things. It's not meant to eat itself, it's not Makabotoma. They still the metame, they still doesn't know these things are metame, because it's regilum to put it into the lechem. And you eat it. And therefore, it's called an oichos mekabel tuma. The chen lemaisa, the same thing. This machlekes would apply the same thing for maisa. That if it's a mechuyev maisa, it's called an oichos, not a mechayev maisa or not. But according to Beisilu, it will be mechayev maisa. Mishnah Zayin, hakor, that type of a tree that's an eitz rach. It's a soft tree that adds on to the palm tree every year. And people eat it. Some people call it the heart of the palm. That's called hakor. Is a reyu kietzachodar. It's called like a tree full of things. Therefore, it's not makabel tumas eichlin. Elo shu nilkach the kesef of meiser. But you're not to buy the kesef of meiser, because the meiser, some people do eat it. Kofniyos eichlin of turas mina meisers. Kofniyos. Some say this is the uktsei hatmorim. Some say it's lucas. It's like the stem of the dates when it first starts to grow. So that's called kafnius. So oichlin is called an oichl, but still the pturus minamaisa is you not eat it. But it's part of the maisa since it's not nigma, didn't finish its bishul, didn't finish its growth yet. Therefore, it has no chiv maisa, but it is called an oichl lekabel tuma. Some say that kofnius is stam unripe dates. So that's a salach that's called an oichel, but it's potem in a maisa. Mishneches. Dogim may mesan mekabel tuma. Fish, when are they mekabel tuma? Call to mind a fish is alive, it's not mekabel tuma. So when like is a fish called dead, there's mekabel tuma, mekabel tuma is oichelin on it. So Beishamay says, Mishi etzaydu. As soon as you capture it, since it doesn't need shchita, as soon as you capture it, as soon as you like catch it, it's called like it's kosher. It's called like it's meis. It's matam tuma seichlin. Even though it's still flapping away, well, they still learn no mishamu. So only when it dies, then it's first makabel tuma, not before. Rabbi Kiva Weimer in Yecholim Lichyos. It depends if it could live in the way it is right now. You took it out of the water, so even though it's flapping and moving around now, but if you would throw it back into the water, it would die. Then it's called dead right now. But if you throw it back into the water, it would still live. Then it's still called alive, it's not makabel tuma. Yichur shel teinom, that's a young branch from a fig tree, a branch of a fig tree, and it has the figs on it. So, shenifshach umura beklipa, she was pulled off the tree, but still, it's a little bit mechuber, it's like shell of the tree, it's mechuber, it's still attached to its branch right now to the bark of the tree. Like you pulled off a branch, not completely, the bark is still attached to it. So Rabbi Kiva, Yudim, Mitab, Yudol, is still called Mechub, Lekarkas, not Mekabel Tumah. Lachom, Omer, no. In Yochel, Lechayis, it depends. If it could live the way it is right now, then it's still called Mechubah. But the way it is right now, it's not going to live. It can't grow anymore. That's called like it's tallest, like it's off the tree, and then it would be Mekabel Tumah. Tfua, Shenekra, Umura, Afilu, Besherish, Kotten, Tahira. You have this wheat. That was uprooted, like pulled off, but it's still more, it's still attached a little bit, even one root. Even if one small root is still attached to the ground, that's still called Mechub Lekarkas, not Mekabel Tumah, it remains Tahira. Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Tes. Chela Behema Torah, the fats, the trefa fats of the Behema Torah, Salochar is Eina Metama Tumas Nevela, does not have Tumas Nevela on it. It's only Tumas Nevela is only upon the Basar of it, not upon the fats. The fig of their food, Tzorach Hechshem. It has to have Hechshem, Lekabel Tumah, because it doesn't have its own Tumah. What about Chelev Behemet Tumeya, the fat of a Behemet Tumeya? That's Metama Tumas Nevela. There's no difference between its Bosar and the fat. They're both Osom, so they both have Tumas Nevela on it. The fig of their food, Ain't Tzorach Hechshem, you don't have to make a Hechshem, Lekabel Tumah water, because this Tumah anyway has its own Tumah. Dogim Tumeyim, Trefa Fish, v'chagovim matreif agresapis chagovim tmeim tzrichim machshava. These things need machshava bikvorim. In a small town there, because there the people do not eat them minastam. So therefore, you have to have machshava, have a mind to eat it, and then it'll be mekabel tuma. Mishnah Yud, kiveres devarim. That means a beehive kiveres devarim. Shablezer says harei kakarka. Has a symbol looking like karka, and therefore it's nikna bekesav shtar v'chazok like a regular look of karka, and therefore this is talking about a kiveres of a beehive. That's mulchagav karka. It's not mechuber to the karka. It's just lying on top of the ground. Shablezer holds it has the same look like the karka. And therefore, the kaisin olei prusbo, we go on shmita. If you want to stop that the loan should not be shomat, you give over your shtaros like the bezdin. You write a prusbo, but you have to have some karka to write a prusbo. So if you only own this, that's cool. Like you have karka, you can write a prusbo on this. And the ain of the kabbalas tumah b'mekayim is not mekabel tumah. Where it is, since that's nothing like karka, it's not mekabel tumah. Means kozmat, it's on the ground. But if you move it away, about it, then it would be mekabel tumah. It would be roi tefit lekabel. For your roi men of a Shabbos, somebody draws out the honey from the beehive on Shabbos, is chayiv chatis, and chayiv chatis, because it's called like yoike dove migdulei. That's Rebbe Lezer Shita. The chomer say no, enik karka, no, it's not considered like karka, since it's not attached to the ground. And therefore, v'yein kaisum alef rizbol, you cannot write a rizbol on it. And therefore, mekabelus tumu mekayim, it's mekabel tumu where it is, even though it's on the ground, it's not called mechub lekarka. And therefore, v'haroidim emenu b'shabbos, somebody pulls off the honey from the beehive on Shabbos, you put, there's no issue the raisa, that's not considered like a dover migadulei. Chalos devash, let's say, the honeycomb itself, chalos devash, the honeycomb, may mesayim metamis mishramashka, when does that look of a mashka, it's mekabel tumu? Like, when does it become a reach in the tumu? Like all mashkin that goes chomim, that when something touches mashka becomes rich in the tumah. So that's this cholos devash. When is that? So beisham yermim mishay yecharcher. Beisham says from the moment one smokes out the bee, sheyecharcher, we take out the bees. You do something to make the bees fly out, like you smoke it. So that's called a mashka. Then the honey, and then it could become rich in the tumah. Well, Basila says no, it's only when you break up the honeycomb, when to remove it from the hive, then it has a shame mashka, then it'll be mekabel tumah. Then it could come like a mashka, be mekabel, become into a rishon l'tumah. The last Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shmuel Levi says, Osed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lahanch Lechot Tzadik V'Tzadik, Shalosh Meyos V'Yasar Olamis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will like inherit to the tzaddikim, each one of them, 310 different worlds, different olamos. So how we know this? In Yemen, the pasuk says, "Laham chil oyev ayesh." Hashem will be manchil inherit to the oyvim, to the tzaddikim yesh, and yesh is gematria 310. Meaning to say that olam habo losid, the tzaddikim will have 310 times more enjoyment there than this whole world. And the warehouses I will fill up. Amar Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, Loi motz HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli ma'achzik brocho li Yisrael elo ha'shalom. What kli, what a tool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu find that should keep brocho and kli Yisrael elo ha'shalom. Meaning the more shalom we have, the more shalom the person is, the more brocho Hashem could put into you, could put into the mativ, could put around you. But you need shalom to make brocho come. Never the pasuk says, Hashem oizli amoyitain, Hashem yivorcha samav hashalom, Hashem gizoyz, Hashem giz brocha to Klal Yisrael, but Hashem yivorcha samav hashalom, Hashem gave the brocha through shalom, meaning the more shalom we have, we are, that's the more of a brocha Kodesh Baruch Hu will give us. Slika mesechta uksin.